The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yes. Seeking out trouble, finding it, and then shooting it down, or at least making sure you can steer clear of it. It's the Danger Zone, where each week we talk with David Trainer, president of New Constructs. David and New Constructs evaluate securities from the bottom up. They go into the footnotes. They then evaluate those securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And each week, David joins us to point out something that is falling onto the dangerous side. What particularly makes things dangerous is that they wind up looking pretty good. But when you dig in from the footnotes, you find out that things are not quite as good as they seem. If you want more information, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at newconstructs. David, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Twitter.
Danger, danger.
Twitter. Ticker symbol TWTR. We know that we have a lot of folks who are interested in Twitter.
Hello, Twitterers.
Yeah. And we know that you are active on Twitter because I just said at New Constructs on Twitter.
Please let me know if there's any other way that I can be of assistance to you or any of your 1.2 kabillion Twitter people type friends.
Yeah, well, there's like 1.2 kabillion Twitter people type friends for the stock. So they're going to be a little surprised to hear it's in the danger zone. What's the problem here?
It's a broken business model. You know, a lot of times people confuse something that's good for consumers as something that's also good for investors. And while a lot of people like Twitter and they're on it and they use it, they don't make any money. Costs are rising faster than revenues. The narrowing loss that we saw in 2014 on an annual basis is actually misleading because cash flows are actually getting worse, not getting better as indicated. You have a valuation that's ridiculous, and you got a competitive position here. It is just the company, they're swimming against the current, and we don't see there's any way to meet the expectations baked into the stock price.
There's a problem with the revenue model here. I mean, you say it's a broken business. Is there a way to fix this? When people look at this stock, are they seeing something that just isn't there that you don't ever see being able to be there?
I think that's a big part of it. Like, they're just not making as much money per user as the other guys are. Like Facebook and Google, they're making good money. You know, even I think LinkedIn is making some progress here.
And but we should point out, hate LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been in the danger zone
twice, probably, right?
Yeah, in the past. I mean, we sum up LinkedIn this way.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah, you've basically said it's the weakest link, but you're actually saying right now it's got a better business model than Twitter.
I believe so, yes. They're actually able to make some money. We're just not seeing that here. And so it's just a challenge. I mean, it's harder to sell advertising in a medium where people are kind of only have a 2-second attention span. So sort of the beauty for consumers, the value proposition to consumers really undermines the company's value proposition to advertisers.
How does this play out in the financials? Are the numbers misleading, or is it just that people are falling for a story that's not supported by the numbers?
They're falling for a story that's not supported by the numbers. And also, we're seeing misleading earnings, right, where accounting earnings are rising while the actual economic earnings and returns on capital, cash flows are declining.
What does that mean in terms of a real value on the business, and is there a catalyst here? Because Lord knows, the popularity of this stock and the whole concept would make you think it could go on for a long time.
Yeah, we could have a Netflix on our hands here where, you know, it just goes up because some, you know, crazy analyst comes out and says, oh, it's worth $1,000. And Look, I don't deny that to be the case in the short term. There's some people much smarter than I have said the Market Timers Hall of Fame has nobody in it. But let me just lay out, you know, and people oftentimes to me, you know, a lot of special institutional clients say, well, David, you know, there's no limit. Yes, the markets are irrational. Sometimes there's no limit to the irrationality of the markets. But I always ask them, though, is there a limit to how much risk you want to take? And so let me just give you a sense of how much risk there is in $37 a share at Twitter. They need to go from, they have negative margins right now, so they'd have to get margins at least as high as LinkedIn or Yelp and grow revenue at about 30% for over 15 years, at which point in time they'd be generating about $106 billion in revenue, which is more than Google, Facebook, and LinkedIn combined. So put it some more context. Let's look at the revenue per user, because this is where I think people are getting off. Not only does Twitter have a lot less users, but their revenue per user is less. And so if they were going to continue their record growth levels to reach $106 billion in revenue, as implied by the DCF scenario I mentioned, that would require, at their current revenue per user, 82 billion users. let's say they increase their average revenue per user to $20, right? And Facebook's just at $8, right? They would still need 5.3 billion users.
Yeah. That's multiple accounts for everybody on Earth.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And assuming there's never any competition to take away, right? Like, which we all know happens a lot in this business.
You have to assume that the next thing is coming, whatever it is, right? It's that commercial that they're not talking about Twitter. They're talking about, let's all go all in on woo-woo.
Yes. Yes.
So what's a real value on Twitter? I mean, if you had to base it on the economic value, it's a stock that's at about $37. What's a real value for this stock?
You know, so Kyle, our analyst who put this together, said if you give them credit for pre-tax margins, 10% well above LinkedIn and Yelp and Facebook, and 20% revenue growth for 10 years, the stock's worth $14, you know, or 62% downside. You know, I think that's generous. I think, you know, this stock, I think they'll be lucky to get bought out at 10. I think if they get down in that range, you have a chance of being bought out. The stupid money risk is that strong for Twitter, right? That's a big part of it. Like, you know, part of the reason I think some of these companies trade at such high levels is somebody's like, oh, somebody will come and buy them for that, because it does happen. But I don't think that's going to happen for Twitter for a while. It's got a lot farther to fall.
Yeah. And if somebody comes in and buys them, but buys them at $10 a share, you still have lost almost 75% of your investment if you have them now. Wow, that is ugly. It is why you might not want to get sucked into Facebook.
I'm not getting sucked into that.
Yeah, you might not, because it's the stock that's in the danger zone. It's Twitter, TWTR. David Treanor, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. It was great.
Remember, you can get more information at newconstructs.com. They blog about their picks, so go check that out. You can follow them on Twitter, if you're still involved with Twitter, on @NewConstructs. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call as the Monday edition of Money Life rolls on.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.